From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. With the 2004 election behind him, President Bush today vowed to use the political capital he says he's earned. At a White House news conference, the president pledged to continue the military missions in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he urged Democrats in Congress to work with him on his domestic agenda, which includes Social Security reform and making tax cuts permanent. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president is clearly glad the election is over. Riding high after his victory, he seemed relaxed as he stood before reporters for a rare news conference.
Yesterday, I pledged to reach out to the whole nation. And today, I'm proving that I'm willing to reach out to everybody, by including the White House press corps.
During the news conference, as he did yesterday, the president talked about reaching out to Americans who didn't vote for him in an extremely close and sometimes bitter election campaign. And today, he said, he will work to find common ground with Democrats in Congress with whom he's had a contentious relationship.
I think that Democrats agree that we have an obligation to serve our country. I believe there will be goodwill, now that this election is over, to work together.
At the same time, however, he did not seem at all prepared to compromise on his agenda. He described the election as one in which large issues were put before the country, and voters embraced his point of view.
Let me put it to you this way. I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital. I've earned capital in this election, and I'm going to spend it.
The president deflected questions about possible changes in his cabinet, except to say there are always changes in a second term. With recent news of the illness of Chief Justice William Rehnquist, he was asked about possible nominations to the Supreme Court. He said there is no opening on the court, so he wouldn't speculate. Mr. Bush did say, though, that he would select judges, as he has in the past, based on their judgment and qualifications. It should be noted, though, that 10 of his past nominees to the federal bench have been blocked in the Senate because Democrats saw them as too ideological, too conservative. As for his domestic agenda, he said he will push not just for lower taxes, but also for a simplified tax code. He said Social Security reform is a priority, but he still did not address the potential costs of allowing people to take some of the money they pay into the system and set up private accounts. On foreign policy, the president would not comment on possible increases in troop levels in Iraq, saying that's up to military commanders. Mr. Bush was also asked whether the U.S. has an image problem in the world. He recognized that that is the case.
Listen, I've made some very hard decisions, decisions to protect ourselves, decisions to spread peace and freedom, and I understand that certain capitals and certain countries, those decisions were not popular.
But Mr. Bush followed that with a lengthy defense of the actions he has taken, saying they have made America and the world safer. The president's most reflective moment today came when he was asked about his conversations with his father after the election. 12 years ago, the first President Bush lost to Bill Clinton after one term. Today, the president noted that his parents, who were at the White House on election night, had gone home to Houston by the time the final result was known. He said his father was proud.
And you're right, 92 was a disappointment. But he taught me a really good lesson that life moves on. And it's very important for those of us in the political arena, win or lose, to recognize that life is bigger than just politics. And that's one of the really good lessons he taught me.
Following the news conference, the president headed to Camp David for a long weekend of rest after a long campaign. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.